This is Financial Armor with Brad Cooper from Cooper Financial Investments. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Brad provides his clients and prospects the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful strategies to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now here is Financial Armor with Brad Cooper.
Welcome to another episode of the Financial Armor Show. My name is Brad Cooper, and I'm the president of Cooper Financial Investments. And I want to introduce my wonderful co-host, Tony Shore. How are you doing, Tony?
I'm doing great. I'm excited because we've got a really special show. Brad, you've lined up a very big guest for us, a huge get. I don't know how you do this. You get these superstars to be on our show, Brad, but this is going to be a great show. I've been great. Congratulations. Your daughter just got married this past weekend. So I don't even have to ask you this week what you've been up to, do I?
Well, finally, it's all over. What a wonderful experience to, you know, walk your daughter down the aisle. I can tell you what, Tony, and, you know, my entire life, my entire financial career, I've spoken in front of thousands and thousands of people, but I've never been so nervous of giving away my daughter, which I have a wonderful son-in-law now, but it was a very special and emotional day. And I was just so thankful to be part of that.
Yeah, that's excellent. And congratulations once again. I know you're a proud father, and I would say it went off without a hitch, but there was a hitch. It was a wedding.
That's right.
So that's good. Bad dad humor. I had to throw it in there before we bring on the serious guest, the Legal Eagle. Brad, why don't you introduce our guest and tell our listeners what we're talking about today?
Well, we have a very special guest today for many reasons. Number one, he's not only one of the best estate planning attorneys that you'll ever meet and ever listen to, but also he's been one of my dearest best friends of many, many years and has made an impact and has helped hundreds, if not thousands, of our clients with estate planning. And I'm real excited to introduce and let you hear from this great attorney today, CJ Eager. How are you doing, CJ?
Good. Thank you, Brad, Tony. Thanks for having me. I'm really excited to be here and share a little estate planning knowledge today.
Well, we're excited about the show, CJ. But hey, why don't you let the listeners know a little bit about who you are, the firm you work with, and your past experience?
Of course, of course. So I am actually, believe it or not, I'm a native of Arizona, which I'm learning is kind of a rare thing nowadays. But
I've got to hang on a second. I got to write that down. You're the first one I've met.
That's right.
The first one I've met. Let me get this down.
Yes. Jot it down. Take a picture, guys. This is real. And native of Arizona, born and raised here. And I started a little law firm called Copper Canyon Law. It started off with just me and an assistant. And before you knew it, I had some partners come in who specialize in other areas of law over 9 years now, I guess, or something along those lines. We've grown now. We're up to 20 plus attorneys and about 30 staff members, and we've grown really fast. So I oversee the estate planning and probate work side of the firm. And my partners specialize in so much more, and we're capable to bring in any needs, legal needs that people need. I'm an attorney and I don't really like attorneys. So it's a rough life that I live in. So we try to be different. One of the ways we try to be different is we just try to be real. I tell all my clients, I would treat them the same way I would treat my own mother, give them the legal advice I'd give my own mother. And hopefully that gives them some peace of mind that they're not going to get a lot of legal fluff from us. They're just going to get straightforward, honest answers, just the same way that Brad Cooper runs his company. And I think that's how we become such good friends over the years.
Wow. Yeah. Hey, I want to interject a question here. Did you say your firm is called Copper Canyon Law?
Yep, that's right. Copper Canyon Law. We're based out of Mesa, but we go all over the state and help people all
over. I'm kind of surprised by that name, though, CJ. Shouldn't it be Cooper Canyon Law?
I know. About half the phone calls we get, they say, is this Cooper Canyon Law, or, you know.
And likewise, you know, Copper, C-O-P-P-E-R. That's how you spell your last name, Brad. I said, yeah, that's okay. That's a compliment.
Right. One of you has to change a name, just right. for my benefit. Right. Brad Copper, Copper Canyon Law. That's great. CJ, you've got quite a background there.
Yeah, you know, it's been wonderful. We have thousands of clients now, and just working with so many of Brad's clients, it's been a beautiful thing. I honestly, at Brad's daughter's wedding, I turned to my wife and I said, these people here, so many of them are mutual clients, and this is like a family at this point. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not even a clientele base. We're a big family, and I love that. It's very unique.
Yeah, it's I'm glad you brought that up, CJ, because I know that's what is very important to you and your family, my family as well. You know, we've talked about in past radio shows how we're a relationship-based company. We're not transactional. And I normally kid around when I'm speaking with CJ at various venues, and I said, you know, it took me 20 years to find an attorney that I like and trust. And back about 10 years ago or so, I met CJ, and finally I said, I found an attorney that shares the same morals, the values, the fiduciary responsibility, the holistic financial planning that we do. So it's been great. And we both have a passion of educating and really empowering our clients with knowledge. And the topic today is estate planning. And it was interesting, CJ, because as we're speaking and we've heard thousands of questions, you know, asked, it seems like the most common one is, CJ, do I need a trust? Do I need a will? What's the difference between a trust and a will?
And easily the number one question.
How many times have you answered that?
Oh man, thousands. And that's okay. You know, honestly, I tell folks that one of the worst things you can do with estate planning is go Google these things, because you are going to get a myriad of weird answers. So again, sticking with, I'm going to give you the answer that I'd give my own mother. Yeah. Wills. What is the difference between a will and a trust? Which one do I need? Easily the number one question. So if it's okay, I'll just go ahead and answer it. Make sure that all the listeners know. Hide the ball here, as I say. We're going to give straight answers. A will and a trust, very similar products. You would think they read very similar. If I was to put a will and a trust in front of you, wills are very important. All the listeners listening today, you know what a will is. It's a piece of paper that says what your wishes are when you pass away, and where you want your assets to go, and more importantly, who you want to be the executor or personal representative of your estate. That's what a will does. What a will doesn't do, though, is it doesn't necessarily avoid your estate having to go through the probate process. I tell everyone probate is actually a four-letter word, even though it's not really, because everyone is trying to avoid it. Why doesn't a will avoid probate? That's probably the second most common question that we get. Well, the reason it doesn't avoid probate is because when you die, your assets, like your house, your cars, your bank accounts, they are titled in your name. And when you die, that will does not necessarily give the executor authority to go after those assets. We have clients all the time that say, hey, my mom died. She named me in the will as the executor, but I went to the bank. I went to the title company to try to sell the house. They're not listening to me. Why aren't they listening to me? It's because you have not yet been appointed to be the executor. You have only been nominated in a will. So that's the first education point we try to teach people. Wills do not appoint executors. They nominate executors. If that executor wants the authority, he or she will have to go to court to get appointed by a judge. And that's probably the number one most misunderstood thing about wills in the United States, is people think, if I'm named in a will, then I must be the executor. That's not true. You're just a nominee. A judge will get you appointed. So that's kind of the hassle with wills, is that you potentially most likely have to go to probate if you have a will. And then the second huge issue with wills that people don't understand is that if you were to, there's a reaction on my computer that just went off. Well, see, even my computer knew to celebrate that momentous thing that we just talked about. But even after you get appointed an executor and you go through probate, a lot of times people say, okay, now that I'm the executor, now I'm going to have to give all these assets to, you know, the decedent's heirs, their kids. But this kid has drug problems, or this kid has special needs. This kid just went through a rough divorce. I can't give them money. That money's just going to get flushed down the toilet, essentially. Well, unfortunately, with a will, you don't have a choice. Mm. The executor is legally obligated to give all that money at that time. And so that's when the executors turn to attorneys like me and say, CJ, I'm frustrated. When I wanted the authority to represent the estate, I didn't have it. I had to go to court. And now that I have the authority, I don't get to dictate when the money goes. I have to give it to all these kids that are going through issues. How could I have avoided those two big hurdles? That's when people are doing these revocable trusts that we talk about so commonly, Brad, with our clients. So what is that revocable trust then? The revocable trust is very similar to a will, like I said at the beginning, but the difference is that a revocable trust is a legal entity you are establishing. And after you form that legal entity, for example, my trust is called the Eager Family Trust, my wife and I formed. We transferred the titles of our assets while we were alive to the Eager Family Trust. So like, for example, my house, I deeded my house to the revocable trust. And so when my wife and I pass away, will our house deed be stuck in our name? No, they're not in our name. It's titled in the Eager Family Trust. And in that trust, we have legally appointed a successor trustee. This successor trustee has legal authority on day one that we die to transfer our assets to our heirs. And then here's the other best part, the second fun part of trust. I'm losing my ears. The second best part is that even after we die, my trustee can follow the trust, and the trust says exactly how, when, and where our assets are going to be distributed to our kids. So for example, if I have had a child that had substance abuse issues, it's okay. My trust says that he or she is not to get any funds while they are addicted to substances. I had a child that was on government-based assistance and getting benefits. Right. The trust can say the money is to be held back in the trust to give supplemental care over time. Maybe I have a child that just going through a brutal divorce or has creditors coming after him. It's okay. The trust says that the money is to be held back and distributed over time until he's out of that rough situation. Now you can see the inheritance has become a blessing and not a curse to the family. So those are the kind of the two big things that we look for when determining whether or not to do a will or trust, is making sure that we avoid probate and making sure that the assets get safely to the heirs. And you'll notice nothing I said just barely has anything to do with how much money you have per se.
Exactly.
It's protection.
That's what I was going to say. And a common question you get is, I don't have millions and millions of dollars. I don't need a trust. A will suffice, but money doesn't have anything to do with it. As you were given that explanation, which was just amazing, CJ, I was just thinking of a comment and a question I get a lot too is, well, Brad, we have a trust. However, you know, we just moved to Arizona. We're unlike you. We're not originally from Arizona. Yeah. And we did our trust 10 years ago. Should we update it? Is it still compliant to Arizona laws? How would you
address that? Such a good question. Easily one of the top questions we get asked as well. So the answer I'm going to give you might surprise your listeners. Believe it or not, attorneys, they still have to make a living, and they're gonna try to get clients in the door. I think one, maybe I'm not going to call it a scare tactic, but maybe some things that make people a little unsettled is that just because you move states, do I have to update everything? Not necessarily. However, every time you move to a new state, you'd want to be mindful of that state's laws. a perfect example, Arizona is the only state in the country as of 2024 that has a law that states that you have to have a mental health care power of attorney. No other state has that. Wow. So when people move to Arizona, we tell them you may want to update your medical powers of attorney, not because your old one is bad, but I promise you it doesn't have that mental health care power of attorney. And they say, how do you know that? Because Arizona is the only state that does it. That's a simple solution. But maybe somebody just did their new trust in Washington and they moved to Arizona.
Right.
I'll go through their trust with them just to make sure. The great thing we do with Cooper Financial clients, we'll do those reviews absolutely free. So it doesn't cost you a penny. We'll review those just to make sure that they're compliant with Arizona law. And about half the time they are compliant. And we don't want people to waste their money on unnecessary legal work. So we give that honest answer. Now, big life things that happen, right? Someone passes away, someone gets married, maybe the grandkids start coming and you want to make, this is when you would make updates to your estate plan, right? Making sure that the money goes the right way, or maybe someone needs a little more money than another one. We would update the trust, amend it from time to time. Those life events are probably the more critical part to be aware of as you're updating your estate plan.
And I'm glad you brought that up, CJ, because I want to make a comment there. This is a discussion we've been having for the past couple of years now between our office in Mesa, Oral Valley. Just in the last probably 3 or 4 years, we have lost to death over 50 clients, which is just heartbreaking, 50 family members. And one of the unique things that we do, when I say we, Cooper Financial, Copper Canyon Law, and our other strategic partners, is we will sit down with their surviving spouse. We'll sit down with the children, and CJ will be in the room. Normally our CPA will be in the room. We'll be in the room, and we're going to hold your hand and walk you through this process. And we're not going to send you a bill for $10,000 the next day for our time. That's just one of many things that we do. And I'm finding out more and more, especially the last couple of years, how important that is, because I have talked to a lot of people that have lost loved ones and they were working with a large investment firm, not to mention any names. They were calling them on hold for 30 minutes, disconnected. Finally, they get the paperwork they would need to do to switch things over into their name. That was done incorrectly. So a year goes by, and then you have the issues with maybe they have their trust or will updated. So now they're in probate. So it goes on and on. But that's one of the things, CJ, I really appreciate our relationship with. And something that we share is just really taking care of, you know, the people that need us. And
people kind of overlook that fact of how many hours we spend at no cost for these people. I just had a client come in, their father passed away up in North Scottsdale. Right. And the two sons eventually called me for a second opinion. And they came in and they said, how much is this meeting going to cost? I said, it doesn't cost anything. And they looked at each other like, okay, what's the catch? So then I reviewed their plan and they said, well, we'd like to hire you to help us wrap up my dad's estate. And I told them, you know what? I could probably just give you some pointers and tips that won't cost you anything. And they were just so confused. And they finally said, What's the catch here? And I said, what do you mean? And they said, well, we already have retained another law firm. It's same thing, a big prominent law firm here in Phoenix that will go unnamed. But they said, they demanded before we even met with them that we give them a $25,000 retainer to hold our hand through this process. And they said, all they've done for us so far is obtained a tax ID for the trust. I said, okay. And they said, yeah, we burned through somehow $17,000 of that $25,000 retainer. I said, all for a tax ID? He said, wow. Yes. I said, I could have done that for you for free in about 45 seconds. He couldn't believe it. So we're definitely sick and tired of just the people getting tossed around, and that's so unnecessary. I mean, it's just not necessary at
all. But it's so common. And if you're listening and want to take advantage and have Copper Canyon, CJ, our firm, to review your existing will, your existing trust, and just get a second opinion at no cost, you can visit our site at financialarmorshow.com. Again, that's financialarmorshow.com, and just fill out the questionnaire and we will reach out to you to do so. Or you can call our office directly at 520-543-8345. Again, that's 520-543-8345. And let us make sure you are compliant. Make sure your power of attorneys are updated. And life changes. I know, CJ, just with my own personal trusts, over the last 10 years, probably a minimum of three, maybe four times that we have got together just to update and make some minor changes. Because when we first started, my children, my two daughters were minors. Now they're adults. Now they're married. So right. life changes. You know, a question I want to get in here, CJ, because I have this pop up at least maybe two or three times a week in meetings and also the seminars we do. And that is, well, CJ, Brad, I have a wonderful trust. I just, established it about a year ago. It's all current. However, my wife and I are concerned about upcoming nursing home care expense that we may have to encounter in the years to come. Now, if my understanding is correct, Brad or CJ, since I have a trust, all of my money is protected.
Yeah.
You hear that? So let's set the record straight, CJ. Why don't you just explain that a little bit further? Because your money is not protected if there is a nursing home or in-home healthcare need.
Such a good question. And this is probably the number one education point that is nearly impossible to reach out to the masses, which is why we are so encouraging you to come in and meet with us. Because you need to receive a little education to understand how nursing homes work. There are people who have scrimped and saved their whole lives that in a matter of 2, 3, 4 years are virtually bankrupt because the nursing home and assisted living just destroyed their life savings, right? There are actually some strategies and tools that you can do to avoid that devastating blow. This whole time on the radio show today, we've been discussing revocable trusts, right? Well, the counterparty to a revocable trust would be an irrevocable trust. These irrevocable trusts are used as just one component of a strategy to start shifting your life savings, your assets out of your name and into an irrevocable entity. Now, there's a time and a place for this, and there's not enough hours on this radio show to dive deep into that. But in short, there are some strategies where you can start shifting those assets into irrevocable entities that will allow you, your spouse, your loved ones, your mother, your father, allow them to start qualifying for in Arizona called Arizona Long-Term Care Systems or ALTECs. You'll hear that term. There are some very, very great strategies on doing that. What's the problem? The problem is you got to do it at the right time in your plan, which is why I hate to say it, but it's important to meet regularly with your estate planning attorney to have these discussions, to put a plan in place. In Arizona, you need at least 5 years to put a good, healthy plan in place to plan for long-term care. There's actually state regulations and rules that govern that. So
it's a 5-year look back, they call it. The state looks back 5 years and then if you've had money within that 5 years, they will.
That's exactly right. They're not going to let you qualify. And so you need to be on a plan, on a trajectory of making that plan. And as we all know, do people call us 5 years ahead? No, they call us 2 weeks late, right? They call us when they're already 2 weeks behind and they're saying, mom needs skilled nursing right now. But she doesn't qualify because she has $200,000 in the bank or this, that.
Right.
Well, we're way behind the gun at this point. And so we encourage folks, start having this conversation. Take a look, take a little inventory of your health. See what are my needs over the next 5, 10, 15 years? And what can we do to start planning? That's when Cooper Financial, Copper Canyon Law, we will intercede and kind of put a timeline and a plan in place. Let's put some calendar events on and talk and get ready for that.
You know what's great about that too, CJ, and as I'm thinking, as you were sharing that, I think a lot of people hesitate about picking up the phone and calling, whether it's a financial advisor or especially an attorney. Why? Because, well, if I have to set up an appointment, how much is this going to cost? And is it worth it? I can tell you that if there's an interest, if you have questions, not only with a review of your trust or will, but on this topic, which is so important, I've talked about it in past shows. I have lived it. Tony has lived it too with parents. We all will eventually. You know, again, I just want to repeat our contact information because CJ, I appreciate so much today of a lot of information in a short period of time. And if you're listening thinking, wow, that's a lot of information, but I need more information. I need some questions answered that I have. Reach us at 520-543-8345. Again, that's 520-543-8345, or visit us at financialarmorshow.com. Again, that's financialarmorshow.com.
All right. Well, thank you so much, CJ, for being a special guest. Thanks, Brad, once again, and to our listeners and viewers. That does it for today's episode of the Financial Armor Show with our host, Brad Cooper.
Thank you, Tony. Thank you, CJ.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Financial Armor. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound retirement plan. For more information, please contact Brad Cooper at Cooper Financial Investments. Call 520-543-8343 or visit them online at cooperfinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through Cooper Financial Investments, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Arizona. Insurance products and services offered through Cooper Financial Group, LLC, an affiliated company. All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.